Islamic Revolution, Start of a New Age. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Heartiest felicitations, dear listeners, on the advent of the 41st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. On the seventh day of 10-day dawn, we present you the seventh episode of the Fajr special series. Our topic today is Islamic Revolution, Start of a New Age. Please stay tuned. The Islamic Revolution triumphed in Iran in 1979 under conditions that the bipolar system was dominant in the world. The Western or capitalist bloc was led by the US and the West European regimes, while the Eastern or socialist bloc was headed by the Soviet Union and the East European regimes. Both ideologies were based on materialism, which was an offshoot of the godless secular developments in Europe of the past two centuries, such as the French Revolution in 1789. Both these systems considered each other as enemies. The dominance and influence of these two blocks of power were so widespread that almost no political development would take place in the world without their will. Thus, nobody would imagine the emergence of a great religious movement. The Islamic Revolution occurred in Iran outside the framework and divisions that the two blocs of power had designed for the world, and as a result, both were shocked at the resurgence of Islam and the political scene. It shattered the theories of political science by projecting religion as an ideological and political force to be shattered with in global calculations. In fact, the Islamic Revolution ushered in the start of a new age. This revolution was characterized by a very powerful, popular, and Islamic base. Neither East nor West, and Islam is the best, was the fundamental motto of this movement. It was indeed chanted by the people in their demonstrations all over the country. They just wanted independent and Islamic Iran. It could be said the Islamic Revolution created a third bloc beside the Western and Eastern poles, and the world became a tripolar world in 1980s. In order to stabilize the third bloc in the world, the Islamic Revolution called on other nations to follow the policy of neither East nor West. The father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, said, "Now I recommend noble and oppressed nations and the dear Iranian nation to be firm, stable, committed, perseverant, and abiding on this divine path that is dependent neither on the ungodly East nor the irreligious West, but it is an insight that God has bestowed on them." It was quite natural that the heads of misguidance and oppression would react in different ways to the Islamic Revolution. The domineering system could not tolerate this state of affairs, and in a bid to impose its views on other nations and secure its nasty interest, permitted every measure, including war, invasion, massacre of the innocent, assassination, torture, rescinding international protocols and conventions, commercial war with other countries, assignment of illegal sanctions, and flagrant breach of human rights. All these reactions, however, have failed for the past 41 years. With the dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991, the Eastern Bloc practically collapsed. The tripolar world turned into the world of Islam and the arrogance. The Islamic Revolution has raised genuine Islam instead of the Islam of superstition and innovation. Any form of humility and enslavement has been banned, and logic and rationality have pushed away the Islam of ignorance and selectivity. Promiscuity and indifference was replaced by religiousness and politics in the Islamic world. According to Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, genuine Muhammadan Islam took the place of the American Islam. The Islamic Revolution, by reviving religious thought, promoted the role of Islam and Muslims in different arenas and directed many Muslims in the world on the course of restoring their Islamic identity. Thus, the wave of Islamic awakening was created in the world. The Islamic Revolution granted self-confidence to Muslims, regardless of their nationality and political inclinations. This has been the most important event of the past century. Although the Islamic Revolution revived Islam to the chagrin of the West and the illegal and cruel pressures of the international system, it persuaded the youth in the West to know Islam and study it free of the clutches of the domineering system. Hence, Islamic studies highly attracted the youth and enthusiasts. The impact and influence of the Islamic Revolution in the region and beyond has been one of the most important causes of this strong trend toward Islam. The Islamic Revolution shaped a new discourse with emphasizing on the fact that the only way of salvation from the crisis in the Islamic world is to return to the pristine Islam. This discourse calls on mankind to converge around the spirituality, logic, and rationality. God has highly lauded His Prophet in the Noble Quran. For instance, He says in Ayah 159 of Surah Ali Imran, "It is by Allah's mercy that you are gentle to them, and had you been harsh and hard-hearted, surely they would have scattered from around you. So excuse them and plead for forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. And once you are resolved, put your trust in Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who trust in Him." Today, it has become quite obvious that the Islamic Revolution has brought a new discourse for human beings. All communities in Asia, Africa, Europe, and Americas are in pursuit of a new way and thought. Yet the European and American Muslims constantly face many unjust restrictions and red lines and Islamophobia. According to official figures, the number of Muslims in Europe has more than doubled compared with the past two decades. It is anticipated that, within a few centuries or even sooner, Europe will have an Islamic configuration. The high number of European and American celebrities who embrace Islam indicates that this divine religion has attracted people from a variety of classes and professions. The American state-run CNN TV channel released a piece of news on April 4, 2015, showing that Islam is the fastest-growing religion in the world. CBN website wrote in a feature titled, "Why Many Westerners Embrace Islam?" Perhaps a major part of Muslims in the U.S. are African Americans, but a notable number are seen of Anglo race who have become Muslim and many of them have high education, unquote. Italian news agency ANSA announced, "Islam has gone beyond borders in the whole world and it has turned into a system to set up life anew in the current crisis-stricken world. Roger Hardy, who had made a program a while ago titled Khomeini's Children for BBC, said, "Islam is the greatest issue of the West today. It is even a global issue. Today, Islam has not only expanded the Middle East, but the entire world, and struggling with it is very difficult." Unquote. The Islamic revolution has turned into a nightmare for the hegemonic system and the owners of wealth and power in Washington, Tel Aviv, London, and their partners in crime across the world.